The great drama of Holy Week culminates with the celebration of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. All across the world, Catholics have journeyed through Holy Week, and especially the Triduum, where we come into contact with the mystery of Jesus Christ, his suffering, death, and resurrection. I have a priest friend in Australia, and he sent me a message on Facebook wishing me a happy Easter. And Australia is about 14 hours ahead of me in the time zone, and I had to write back telling him that the Lord had not yet risen for me, for I was still on Holy Saturday. But it was an amazing thing that impressed upon me how Catholics all across the globe are celebrating the mysteries of our salvation, the suffering, the death, and the resurrection of Jesus. Our attention is deeply devoted to these great mysteries in Christ. There is no event ever in human history, no event in the past, the present, or the future, more important, more real, more worthy of our devoted attention than the mystery of the suffering, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ. On our behalf, Christ does battle with the forces of darkness. Throughout the Triduum, we got the sense of darkness seeming to try to snuff out the light of Jesus, to extinguish the light of Christ. All through the Holy Triduum, from Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter Sunday, we sense a battle between light and darkness. On Holy Thursday, Judas betrays the Lord Jesus. Religious authorities, who were not truly religious at all, begin to unfold their corrupt plots against the Lord Jesus. The darkness is threatening Christ and his light. Then on Good Friday, it's as if the darkness overwhelms Christ. Christ is tortured, mocked, condemned to death. He's crucified. The sins of so many men and women have led them to collaborate among themselves, even though they have no love for each other. They collaborate among themselves in a great show of evil against the Lord Jesus. They are united in their hatred for the presence of Christ in this world and his word. And then the darkness of evil and death seems to overshadow the light of Christ when he dies on the cross. But we come to understand that it is a different reality that's happening. Not the darkness advancing against the light, but the light of Christ advancing against the darkness. On Holy Thursday, as the darkness seems to gain strength, Christ gives us the greatest treasure in the universe, the Eucharist, the Holy Eucharist, the sacrament of his real presence, his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity. By this real presence, Christ is assuring us that he will remain with us, even if the whole world were to reject him. The light of Christ is growing stronger. On Good Friday, when the darkness reaches its high point, the darkness of sin, of the devil, and of death, in the crucifixion of Jesus, this high point of darkness, the light of Christ gets stronger. While the darkness is reaching its high point, Christ shows us his divine patience. He offers us the awesome gift of divine mercy. He shows us his humility, and he gives us Our Lady to be our mother. The light of Christ is getting stronger and stronger, even in the midst of darkness. When Christ dies, he descends to the dead, bringing the life of God to those who have died. He brings the life of the Most Holy Trinity into the darkness of death. He brings the light of heaven there. St. John tells us, the light shines in the darkness. And now the Church rejoices with the words Alleluia as we proclaim the resurrection of Christ. Christ brings to us the glory of the resurrection. This is the light that conquers the darkness. The Paschal candle, the Easter candle that we bring into the Church, it is one single light in the dark Church, manifesting that the light is stronger than the darkness. The resurrection shows us that Jesus is alive, that he is Lord, and that he loves us. His light bursts forth from the tomb, and his light will never be defeated. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. When we were baptized, the light of Christ was put into our souls. At the baptism liturgy, the priest or the deacon gives a little candle, symbolizing the light of Christ, and we are commanded to keep that light shining within our souls until the end of our life, unto eternity. And that is the light of Jesus within us. To be a people of resurrection means that we must cling to the light of Christ. Upon our baptism onward, many forces will try to get us to ignore this light of Christ within us. They will conspire to get us to reject His gospel, to live in the darkness of sin, doubt, and despair. Many powers of darkness will work strongly to convince us that we are better off without the light of Jesus in our souls. But the resurrection shows us that the light of Christ is awesome, and it's very, very important. In fact, we learn from the resurrection of Christ that living in His light is the only way to true greatness, the only way to peace, the only way to newness of life. By faith, by following His teachings, which comes to us in the Scriptures and the Catechism of the Catholic Church, by receiving the grace of Jesus in the sacraments and in prayer, this is the way to live in the light, and this is the way to live life to the fullest. Christ gives us this great assurance that His light is the only way to life. Dear brothers and sisters, by His glorious resurrection, the Lord Jesus Christ is teaching us that the only way to really live is to live in Him, is to follow Jesus. The only way to live life to the fullest is to follow the Lord Jesus Christ. His resurrection confirms us in our decision to follow Him day after day after day. And this gives us joy, a joy that will be within us always, a joy that we will bring with us, carry with us into every circumstance of our life, even till our last breath. We shall carry with us the joy of the light of Jesus within our souls. To follow Jesus Christ, to hope in Him, is to have this joy that the world cannot give and therefore can never take away from us, a joy that will be with us for eternity in the kingdom of heaven. In this time of Easter, let us begin again with the whole church as disciples of Jesus Christ. His light shines in the darkness, and His light will shine forever. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Alleluia, alleluia.
Regina Caeli, laetare, alleluia, quia per resurrectionem filii tui Domini nostri Jesu Christi, mundum letificare dignatus est, presta quesimus, ut peius genitricem Virginem Mariam perpetue capiamus gaudia vitae, peium dum Christum Dominum nostrum.